Well, Jack, let's take a look at the week that was, and it might be called a week of getting or trying, at least for bigger, it seemed. In the latter category, Republicans in Michigan trying for bigger, going for more influence in presidential politics. The state House, Senate have now agreed on March 8th of next year for the state's presidential primary. The idea here, going earlier in the calendar, like Iowa, New Hampshire, brings more influence. So where will this put Michigan?
Well, we don't know, Zoe, and we won't know till much later because we don't know who will be in the race and how long it'll take to be resolved. The advantage, of course, most of these primary struggles are settled early, not all the time, but you don't want to have your primary after the whole thing's over. But there's a disadvantage, too. If they went on March 15th, which is what the Senate wanted to do, they could have a winner-take-all primary. And the thought is, of course, these primaries are all about accumulating delegates. Michigan would be a bigger prize because you'd get a whole bag of 60-some delegates. Now they have to split them proportionally, and you wonder how much attention people will pay if they think a huge blitz might make the difference of two or three delegates, but we just don't know. We also don't know if the Democrats will take part in this primary.
And in terms of just getting bigger, it would appear that the state's on the hook for paying even more tax credits than even the number you and I were talking about last Saturday, Jack. We're now hearing from officials the state owes something like $9 billion in tax credits. Explain what's going on here.
Well, these are tax credits that were given. A lot of them were given to the auto industry, you know, in return for breaks that when they got some credits and they could cash them in by adding jobs when things were going better. And it sort of paid off, but it sort of paid off with a vengeance. I think we don't know yet when all these things would be cashed in. And there's an irony. Governor Snyder came into office saying he didn't like tax credits, didn't like special deals, essentially killed the movie industry because of that. But in this case, they did give out tax credits. And the fact that some of them have come due is the main reason for budget deficit woes now. This is something we're going to have to contend with. So as always, we have the problem with the term-limited legislature of they make deals and the people who made them aren't all around when the bills come due.
Right. So there is a deadline for these tax credits, I believe 2032. But there are some who are criticizing state officials saying, look, why weren't you able to see this coming earlier? You knew these tax breaks were out there.
Well, because they usually think about as far ahead as the next election, if that. And 2032, you know, sounds like an awful long way away. In fact, in 2008, 2015 sounded like a long way away. So, you know, these things take a long time, and then they have to be coped with, and we'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah, and finally, Jack, it appears Canada and the U.S. have come to an agreement about who will pay for the transit plaza on the U.S. side of the new international bridge, the one connecting Detroit to Windsor. Jack, something you and I and many, many others have been talking about for years now. Does this mean that it's all done, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, a new bridge is good to go?
Well, let me tell you two things. First of all, this deal whereby it's being in shorthand, we're saying, well, Canada's going to pay for everything and we'll be paid back out of tolls is far more complex than that. They're looking for a third party to buy in, and it's going to take a long time. It's almost there, but the sticking point is, as far as I can see, there's still some land that needs to be acquired, especially on the U.S. side of the bridge. And some of that land may be owned by Manny Maroon. Yes, the owner of the Ambassador Bridge, who's tried to, has a monopoly now, has tried to block this new bridge forever, and it'll be very interesting to see what they can do about that. It looks like the bridge is actually going to be reality. The date they're still using for it to be open to the public is 2020, but I was told yesterday by a very high Canadian official that might be a bit aggressive, as they put it. So sometime, hopefully, before we all toddle off into the sunset, we'll be able to drive over the new bridge.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, joins us Saturday mornings to review the week in news. Jack, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.